Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel. Welcome to Travel Hackers. The purpose of this hack is... You've left this blank, Chris. What is the purpose of this hack?
Well, Rich, several months after we record this episode, I still find myself wondering. So I just left it blank for you to just tell me now.
Well, we're in a pub. Let's crack on. Maybe the purpose will become clear.
Well, here we are in Glasgow, and what a great day it's been so far. I know when we were in Edinburgh and you had a little bit of a moment and you were worried about what was coming ahead. Right now, sat in this converted stock exchange, now trendy bar, are you happy to be here?
I am, Rich. Like, you know, for the record, I've always liked Glasgow.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the fact that I right now pictured myself being in Edinburgh. And I have to admit, I still don't know why we're here.
I read that as your anxiety is indicative of a lack of trust in me.
Yes. I'm sorry, were you not expecting that answer?
I'm having a great day. I don't know what's to come tonight because that's the main event. That's the whole point of the hack. But I'm having a great day. This is really good. We're sat here in a bar. What's the time right now? 5:05. The train, the sleeper that I've booked us onto doesn't leave for another 4.5 hours.
We've done some Googling of the train.
Yeah, we have. I'm really looking forward to it. So I feel like you're happy to be here right now, and I don't necessarily need to sell anything to you anymore. Can I tell you a little bit about our room tonight?
Please.
We are staying in a club room with Glencraft mattresses.
Don't know what that means, but craft is a good word.
A brand, I guess. When I say room, I mean it's a cabin. It's just for us. Breakfast included. Ensuite toilet and shower. I'll just remind you, we're on a train.
With a shower.
Ensuite. I haven't even got that at home. I have to go out for shit. In-room wash basin. Complimentary sleep kit. What's that?
I've got a toothbrush. I'm hoping there's just toothpaste. I'll take that.
I've got a toothbrush. Yeah, but you don't need... Complimentary sleep kit. You don't need a toothbrush to sleep.
It's an eye mask, isn't it?
Must be. Aaron's Sense of Scotland toiletries.
Sounds great. I'll have a toothbrush.
Station lounge access.
Now we're getting interesting.
It's like being on a plane. Priority club car access.
I mean, this is now very good.
All right, I've done all right, haven't I?
So far.
I have done all right. Wi-Fi. We'll come back to the club car, by the way. Wi-Fi, charging points,
this
room
is all
service.
Hang on.
Room service. The guard will come and knock us up.
Oh, we can order a wee dram.
A wee dram. Well, we might have a wee dram in the club car, my friend. We'll come back to that. Key card entry.
As good as any key.
It's like a rolling Premier Inn. Temperature control.
It's better than a Premier Inn.
Dimmable lights.
I don't need those, but fine.
When the cabins are rocking, don't come knocking as we consummate the podcast.
What? This is your way too excited about the
Mackie's
word consummate.
Of Scotland chocolate. Right.
Talk to me about the club car.
So, the club car is the most exclusive club in rail. That's what the Caledonian Sleeper refer to it as. Included in the club car, available to our guests, it is the perfect spot to relax for a late night drink and enjoy some of our delicious Scottish produce or to work on your big presentation. Have you got a presentation to do?
Not anymore.
No. So let's have some Scottish produce. We know that every guest is different. Are they ever? That's why, in addition to our comfortable booths, we've built a row of swivel seats along the side. So if you want to speak to your companion, you can do so easily. Bottom line is...
swivel seats.
Swivel. We don't need a swivel seat. We need a booth. We need a booth and we need a wee dram.
A wee dram.
Now, we're sat in a converted stock exchange with... what is this called? Like a...
I can't remember what the word they used for it. Hang on, they've got it at the back. They've got it at the back. It's a...
a flight of beers. Four third pint.
Oh my
four
God.
four 1/3 of a pint schooners.
Two down.
We're two down, and we'll come back to them. But ahead of tonight, I turned 46 in May.
Yep.
And I've never had a whiskey.
I cannot believe that.
So I reckon, as we toast our hack...
yes.
Ahead of pulling away from Glasgow tonight, I'd like to have a wee dram with you.
Yes. Do I need to buy some for the train in case the quality on the train is not good enough?
Yeah.
So we're gonna go to a Glaswegian offie.
Well, as I've said already, I have saved us Patreon money right. by booking the Glasgow Sleeper.
Right.
So the money that we could have spent if we'd caught the one that you assumed we were catching
yeah.
from Edinburgh, we can spend on some top-notch whiskey. Because I believe that's what the Patreons want.
It is.
It's very unnerving the way you keep on having to... hook your salopettes up your shoulder as if I was sat opposite some hussy putting up her strap of her dress.
Right, okay, that's more a reflection of you than me.
I don't think so. I know you.
I have seen the social media reaction me wearing dungarees.
That strap needs tightening. Look at me in a certain way.
I am not
going to
tighten the strap. I'm going to keep it loose.
No, it slipped
it's going to come
again.
Off the shoulder.
He's got a shoulderless salopette, listener.
The online reaction to my dungarees has been very positive.
No, move your hand out the way. I'm taking a picture. He's gone strapless. The online reaction to your dungarees is Rod, Jane and Freddie of Rainbow Era.
That's one reaction.
It's the predominant one.
Some people have actually sent me messages that would make me blush. If they said them face to face to me.
Chris... we're two... what is two... what is two-thirds?
It's two-thirds. It's two-thirds too many.
We're two-thirds into our flight of... we're two-thirds into our flight... of Scottish drinks. What's this third one?
It's a stout.
I like Guinness.
Yeah, so do I, but this one looks like petrol.
I don't associate stouts with Scotland.
Should we try it?
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Oh, actually, I quite like that. It's a good job I've already got hairy chests, but...
well, we'll see that in the ensuite tonight.
Now, Richie.
I quite like that.
Yeah?
It's all right, isn't it?
We've got a long way to go.
We're a few episodes in. You haven't told me to tell the patrons their website yet.
What?
You normally nag me
What's
to
their
say...
website?
Where they go. Well, actually, they don't need to go anywhere,
the
do they? Because they're
the
already
website.
Patrons. Yeah.
It's the non-patrons.
Should I tell them where to go?
Sure.
Fuck off.
What?
No, that's
did
not right.
Did you tell
right.
me to fuck off?
No.
Did you tell the
ones that
to
don't
fuck
pay.
Oh, no, we like them.
Yeah, we like them. But they get extra stuff. if they become a Patreon.
If you're a Patreon, you'll have heard the whole season released on the same day.
Exactly.
Binge. If you're not a Patreon,
you got to wait.
You got a Patreon.
Patreon.gov.uk.
Yeah, let's say that. Yeah.
All right, cool. Just go find us. Google does it.
I think this booze has hit you really hard, Rich.
I think it's the altitude.
Yeah, it's so far north.
It's higher up north.
Yep. No, I'm honestly, you and I did this on air about 8 years ago, and I'm not going back there.
Okay, all right. Do you wish you were on air with me again?
In some ways, there are some elements of our old life that I really loved. There are so many that I don't wish to go back to.
Okay.
Did I make myself clear?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What a dry inbox we're going to have.
Why don't we put this clip in into all the other episodes, like before where the ad break goes, with a funny line that no one will really understand and they'll only get if they've listened all the way through to this point?
So are you telling me that we're going to put a clip in every single previous episode that goes, do you know what? I've forgotten to mention the email address. It's not going to make any sense to them.
What is the email address?
TravelHackerPodcast@gmail.com.
Boo!
And finally, the moment of truth. After an hour in the pub where that toilet moment has been cut, we made it onto the Caledonian Sleeper.
Oh my God.
Welcome aboard the Caledonian Sleeper. This has been a long time coming in the day. Been a fair bit of waiting around for this. I feel like we've been ready to get on this for like a few hours.
I can't remember the last time we filed copy, so to speak. You had a brief rant, which I don't know if it's going to make the mix, where you had a moment with a toilet after we were in a restaurant.
Don't want to talk about it.
Let's
right
move
now.
On from that.
But I will do probably later in this series, yeah. But right now I'm not in a position to talk about it.
I realised as well earlier on that we haven't even talked about Brett from Suede.
No, he was on the train up earlier, wasn't he?
Yeah, we just completely glossed over the fact that we were surrounded by a rock megastar.
Yeah.
And now, tell us exactly what we can see.
Well, we are in room 5, cabin number 5 of Coach K. Back down to Euston tonight. Train, I think, is due to leave in about 15 minutes. And we have literally just got inside our cabin, which is a bunk bed cabin with an ensuite toilet and bathroom, as promised, with a sink and a window with a blind.
The toilet is hidden, like it's like hidden away, so it can be a bench.
Yeah, a bench, which I guess obviously they're quite happy for water to rain down on from the tower.
Understood.
It's a good job, I guess you don't have the shower until the morning, obviously, because I wouldn't want to be lifting up the... Yeah.
And we saw a nice lady out the front who welcomed us on our first overnight.
Yeah, hostess. Definitely.
Breakfast served at 6.
Breakfast served at 6. I mean, if we feel like a breakfast after a night sleeping in a cabin on a train, then that's great. I'm looking at the bottom bunk. There's actually, when you look at it, it's almost sort of like a bit of a sofa vibe, kind of, about it. Although, what you then watch and look at, I don't know. But, it's definitely a sofa, a bit of a bonquette almost, really.
What's your take on top bunk, bottom bunk?
I think I'd prefer bottom bunk. What's your take?
I think I would like to rock, paper, scissors. Or better than that, I've got some cards with me.
Yeah.
How about we go into the bar, the cut, because we've got access to the official bar.
Yep.
And I bring the cards.
Yep.
And we play a game of cards.
Yep.
And we use the cards to decide who gets the top bunk.
So you are proposing that the bunk choice is down to the playing of a game that you have brought and of rules that you are familiar with.
Yes.
Okay.
But you're a winner, aren't you?
I am a winner.
Yeah.
And my name's above the door when it comes down to it. Well, not door five of Coach K, but figuratively
Don't
speaking.
Don't give it away. People will come round looking for us.
Chris, it's small.
Oh, are you disappointed?
I feel the room is smaller than I imagined it was going to be.
You're disappointed. I wondered what that vibe was.
Do you think it's small?
No, because as we mentioned earlier on, I have travelled on train sleepers before.
I've never.
And this is luxury. So in fact, I've actually travelled often at least four in this, and you wouldn't have had the toilet and shower.
Right.
So we've got two and a toilet and a shower. This is spacious, mate.
Okay.
Goodness gracious, this is spacious. Should be the advertising slogan.
Yeah.
We got problems?
I don't think so.
Sure?
Yeah. It's small, though.
I mean, it's a train. What did you fucking think, Rich?
I don't know.
This is your idea.
I know.
And in 2 hours' time, your head's going to be on that pillow.
Yeah.
Snoozing away.
Yeah, now lengthwise on the bed.
Right.
I'll probably fit in that. Right. Because I'm not a tall man.
Right.
Yeah.
So... What do you need?
I don't know. I just thought there'd be room to walk around, but there's...
What? Who walks around?
I don't know. I didn't know what
I... know it's not a hotel.
It is a hotel.
It's a fucking train carriage.
It's a hotel on wheels. I was looking to get you a nice, relaxing 24 hours, 22 hours away.
Yeah.
And it could still be. We're just going on first impressions.
Yeah.
You know, come 7 o'clock Euston Station tomorrow morning.
When we spent the entire night together.
It could be saying, sure, well, really spacious. This was palatial. But right now, first impressions.
Oh. I kind of feel offended for you.
I'm fascinated that you've not been on a sleeper train for 17 years.
15.
And you're like, yeah, this is what they're like. Like, 15 years, this is brand new.
I shat myself 15 years ago, this is great.
Fucking hell.
It was more a wet fart.
Okay.
Did lose my pants, though.
Okay. Right.
Are you done?
For now. So, having dropped our luggage into our cabin and getting our first impressions, we have retired to the lounge car, really. It's called the club car. But yeah, it's kind of like it's a coach on the sleeper that is, well, yeah, it's like a lounge car, really. There's big sort of like booths along one side of the coach. The other side, you got sort of like little bench seats with little sort of like swivel things if you sat at a bar. And then there's service from a host for drinks and food. Really don't expect to be eating anything until London right now. I'm so hungry. But it's a lovely vibe in here, isn't it?
It's good.
It's really nice.
I actually wish I was hungry. And I have noticed that they do either breakfast served in here or in the bedroom. 6 o'clock till 6:45.
Yeah.
So we have to decide which of those we want.
Do you know, if we could guarantee getting a seat in here, this is a lovely vibe.
I think we can do that.
And like, equally, you know, then the windows will be open, you get to sort of, like, see all the scenery out and all that kind of stuff.
Let's do it.
What, in here? Because I think you have it from 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Let's set an alarm for 6.
Yeah.
And come in for, like, 6:30.
No, because we've got to be off the train at Euston at 7. I want to rush a breakfast.
7:15.
Set an alarm for 5:30.
I'm not setting an alarm for 5:30, no way.
Set an alarm for 5:45.
Nope.
5:50.
Nope.
5:55.
No.
6.
Yes.
Be here for 6:05?
6:15.
6:10.
6:15.
Fuck's sake.
You drive a hard deal, Rich.
I don't feel I got a good deal, to be honest.
You've got a great deal. You've got everything you wanted.
I would imagine, on reflection, you get a breakfast lovely in the club car if you're heading up to Scotland.
Oh.
And you're going up to, like, Inverness or Fort William or Aberdeen or that kind of thing. That's nice.
Yeah.
Or Dundee. Because, like, you'd get there later in the morning than, like, London at 7. So
we're going to be having ours in Finsbury Park.
Yeah, yeah, that's a different vibe, isn't it?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Where is this train going?
Houston.
Yeah. What route is it taking?
Ah, well, the West Coast Main Line is closed this weekend, so it's going back down the East Coast Main Line that we came up. So we will go down towards King's Cross, where we got the train earlier, the Azuma.
This is not the detail I'm looking for.
And all but go to King's Cross, and then it ducks across North London, and we then go up to Wembley to the freight yard,
and
then
pointless.
I think we reverse into Euston.
Right. Okay. You've missed out a really big detail, and I don't know if you've done that on purpose or not.
As it so happens, this train is going via Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Edinburgh. We got off the train in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And then we got a train to Glasgow.
Yeah.
We avoided Edinburgh, which I think you described as your favourite city in the world.
It is, yeah.
And now we're getting a train back to
London
via
Edinburgh.
Can people get on this train at Edinburgh?
Another 7 coaches get added to this at Edinburgh, yes. And that's the people that have got the Edinburgh sleeper. We've got the Glasgow sleeper. I don't know whether we could board the Glasgow part of it.
This stinks. I just don't understand.
No. What you need to understand is there are people right now at Edinburgh who have got on and are, like, are chilling in their room and all that kind of stuff, but they're not going anywhere yet because this hasn't joined up. Does that make sense?
Nope. This Shiraz is nice.
Good. I've got Strathmore still spring water. Yeah, the awkward truth is, as it turns out, we could have got on at Edinburgh. Yeah.
Do you think this is remained a good idea that we came all the way here?
I don't think we can judge that until we get off at London and, like, you review the whole 24 hours.
Okay. Fine.
Because we don't know what the night's sleep's going to be like.
Sure.
You know, we don't know what our evening in the lounge bar is going to be like.
I mean, for the record, I am having a nice time.
Good.
It is there. I just still cannot get my head over some of the planning aspects. But that's on me. That's not your problem.
Well, no.
You have been.
I've tried to
yourself.
Do a nice thing for you today and tried to book you a nice little treat.
I respect you for that.
With the Patreon money to show people that, as I've said all along, you can travel and go nowhere yet relax. I take you back to what I said to you at Edinburgh Station earlier this afternoon.
Where we're heading to now.
If you had said to Laura, I need time out. I need to go and book myself into a hotel in Bath for the weekend. She'd gone, oh, lucky you. That's lucky you. But having a night stay on a train is different.
That was just word soup. I don't even know what you just said. Okay, let's try and analyse this. I'm having a hard time, so I tell Laura I need to go away.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go to Bath.
I tell you
which
what,
which is hundreds of miles
be
from
you,
where I live.
I'll be Laura.
Okay, I'll be me and you be Laura.
Yeah.
Laura,
yes.
I'm feeling really sad.
Why don't you give yourself a bit of time away? Take some time away, have a break.
Alright, I'm gonna watch some telly then.
No. I'm saying you should have some time away. Book yourself into a hotel somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it just so happens there's a really nice hotel a mile up the road, so I'll be really nice and close to you guys, and I'll get a night's sleep.
You say that, but I think you need to be further away from us.
I don't really like travelling.
You just can't roleplay, can you? Because what you like to do is just turn the roleplay up on its
arse. Why are you turning
this
on me, Laura? I said I was stressed, and now you're having a go at me. This is not nice.
Why don't you...
I love you.
Chris.
Yes, Laura.
Why don't you book yourself... onto a train.
What train?
The Caledonian Sleeper.
Why would you want me to go on the Caledonian Sleeper?
Because by doing that, you get a good night's sleep and a hotel room that is moving at 80 miles an hour, and you get a trip up to Scotland as part of the bargain.
So I've got to
that is the hack.
So I've got
that
to
is the
go
hack.
To
no,
Scotland.
That is the point that I'm trying to make.
Right, Laura.
That is the hack. That is the hack.
Okay, darling. So... You,
no, I'm not Laura now, I'm me. I'm trying to crystallise to you.
You've
this
always
is the
been
hack.
Laura. Oh, hang on, what?
This is. I'm trying to crystallise for you. Yeah. This is the hack.
When did you stop being Laura there?
Well, you didn't listen to me when I was Laura, so...
I was listening to you.
No, you weren't.
I was. Accuse me of not listening. She always says that too.
You must be an infuriating man to live with, to share a life with.
Why?
Because you just don't listen. All you want to
do listen.
All you want to do is just stir shit.
I don't.
And what concerns me,
I just said I don't want to leave her.
The most intimate part of this trip is still to come.
Right.
And we have to share a cabin for the night.
Yeah, well, we have to compost this marriage or something.
Consummate.
That's the one.
Yeah. What's going on with the steroids in your bum?
I'm so pleased you asked. So as you might know, I've had some issues with my back and wrists recently. I don't know if you know that.
Aggressive use does that.
It does. And there have been all types of treatment for me, including some anti-inflammatories, including one called Diclofenac, which has caused me, and I stopped taking it deliberately for this weekend, because it has made me massively farty.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the gesture of... stopping taking
farty
it.
To the point of nauseous. Have you ever farted so much you felt sick?
No, never.
Okay, well, that's what Diclofenac has done to me. So anyway, so I was talking to the specialist about this in the week, and he has decided for me to take a couple of weeks off that, ideally forever off of it, because he decided that given I've got a bad back and bad wrists, he wanted to give me what I can only describe as the motherload of steroids in my arse, which is apparently going to slow release across my back and wrists.
So was that an injection in your arse or suppositories?
So it was an injection. So he got the needle, the thing, and a vial.
Mm-hmm. Sounds vile.
And he loaded the steroids into it.
Mm-hmm.
Threw it aside, loaded a second one into it, threw that aside. I thought, that's a lot of steroids. Third one, and it goes. Honestly, it's like a pint of steroids. And then he just gets me to whip my trousers down and shoves a pint of steroids up my ass.
And they're working?
I've got to say, I don't know if this is a placebo effect or not, but the day after, I felt fantastic.
And stopped doing sickly farts?
Genuinely, yes, stopped doing the farts.
Mm-hmm.
I felt fantastic.
Yeah.
The day after that, fantastic.
The day after that is today?
It's today.
And how do you feel?
I feel all right. I've got an idea.
Go on.
I've got one of my favourite travel games with me.
Sleeping Queens.
Yep.
I can see it there.
We got this for Mabel. Mm-hmm. And as you will see, Mabel, as you know from earlier on, is Polly's sister.
Uh-huh.
Ages 8 and up. 2 to 5 players.
Okay.
So you and me makes...
2. And we're both over 8.
We're both over 8 years old. So can I take you on a game of Sleeping Queens?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Who will win? Will we sleep? Find out in the next episode of Richie Firth Travel Hacker, coming to you within the week, or right now, if you head to our Patreon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
.com/travelhacker